the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to another episode of the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC. All right, today we're going to have a few guests. We have all the members of Everreal. That's right, and we'll also be showcasing our first recipe here at the Wham Bam East Van Show from Nelson from the Nelmar Kitchen. And finally, we're going to have an interview with Rachel Fox from the Rio Theater on Broadway. All right, let's start off the show with a song. It's called Love Could Last Forever by Ancient Machine right here on CJSF. That was Ancient Machine. Cool graphics on that music video. All right, next we have an interview with Everreal. So what I did for their interview is I emailed them their questions, and they actually interviewed themselves, sent me the footage back, and I edited it. All right, here it is.
Hello, Everreal, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 901 FM.
Wham Bam East Van Show.
Please introduce yourself.
My name is Steve from Everreal.
Okay, and what do you do for Everreal?
I play guitar and everything else.
Everything else?
I mainly do guitar.
Awesome.
Hey, I'm Alicia, and I'm the lead singer from Everreal.
Hi, my name is Gord. I'm the bassist for Everreal.
I'm Nelson Bennett. I'm the drummer for Everreal.
So how did you find all of your bandmates?
Well, this is sort of like a second iteration of Everreal. The first band with the first album was a different lineup. Mm-hmm. And after the first album, things kind of went into a hiatus and some members drifted off. And then Steve started another project. I joined that project as the drummer. And then I happened to be playing with Alicia in another band at the time. And Steve asked if she'd be interested in coming aboard as the singer, so she said yes. And that was actually for a tribute band for Evanescence. And then he asked if she'd be interested in singing also for Everreal. And so that's how that came about.
Awesome. And what bands inspired you?
When I was younger, it was definitely Led Zeppelin, Rush, progressive rock kind of music, Queen, yes, stuff like that. So I've always been interested in like progressive rock.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And heavy rock.
So what bands inspired you?
I mean, there's so many bands. I mean, I listen to so many different genres, you know, from some of the real great singers, you know, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Christina Aguilera, you know, to Breaking Benjamin, Queen, Scorpions, just lots of different types of music. If it's got a good melody, if it's got a good vocalist or rhythm, I'm all about it.
Cool.
Rush, Iron Maiden, bands that had bass players that were really predominant, that weren't just bass players that just followed a guitar. They were always going off on their own. They're always adding these little licks and these little accents and stuff every song.
And what sort of bands inspired you from in your youth to now?
Bands like Rush, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Megadeth, all the way to Yes, King Crimson, Sega, what other types of bands? So many bands. I could go on and on.
Yeah, all really good musicians within those bands, totally.
Yeah.
I'm told that the song that Everreal has picked is When You're Gone.
Yes, When You're Gone.
And can you tell us a little bit about that song?
It was one of the first songs written for the Everreal project when it was back to just a recording project. So it just started as like a little keyboard piano type of intro. And it just sort of sat on the shelf for a number of years until decided to bring it out and then start working on it. And you can't even, if you heard the original, you wouldn't even know it's the same song.
It'd be very interesting to hear the original too, to have it to compare.
Okay.
Yeah.
We picked the song When You're Gone because I just think it's a real kick-ass tune.
Yeah, so the song's called When You're Gone, and when I first attempted to, you know, put my vocals and my melody on it, the verses came pretty quickly, and I was able to put my stamp on that pretty quick. But the chorus did take a few attempts, but I knew as soon as I had that last third attempt on the chorus melody and the words, it just, it was working, and I knew that that was it. So I'm really excited for you guys to hear it, and here's the music video.
Awesome. So where can people find your music?
Oh, we're everywhere. Just Google us.
We are on Spotify. You can find us on Facebook, iTunes, I believe, Bandcamp, some of the few places. But we're also on Twitter, you know, things like that. So come and say hi. We'd love to interact with you.
And lastly, tell us what you love about Vancouver. If anything.
If anything, yeah. probably the food. Vancouver has the best food.
So tell us why you love Vancouver, or what about Vancouver you love the best. I hear you're quite the outdoorsman.
Yeah, for me, I like doing a lot of outdoor stuff, backpacking and mountain biking and hiking and stuff like that. So proximity to the mountains, definitely one of the main draws for me.
I am an outdoorsy kind of guy. I love Vancouver for their trails, their mountains, the ocean. I love fishing too. I grew up fishing with my dad there a lot, catching the beautiful sockeye salmon or whatnot.
I love the fact that, you know, it's close proximity to a lot of the outdoor type spaces where you can pretty much, you know, drive for 2 hours in any direction and find yourself in the middle of nowhere.
Cool.
Thanks guys for checking Everreal out. Wham Bam East Van.
This is Gord out.
I'm Steve from Everreal and you're listening to Wham Bam East Van.
I just had a total brain fart. Wham Bam East Van.
Awesome. That's it.
Great job guys, and we'll be back after the break.
For 40 years, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPERG, has been helping students build communities at SFU. Campus organizations like Out on Campus and Embark developed Out of Action groups at SFPERG. Action groups are one of the ways that student activists can take action for change. Visit us at www.sfperg.ca. That's www.sfperg.ca to learn more about starting your own action group today.
Love Sperg. Before the pandemic, I used to go there all the time. So big shout out to Susan and Craig and the rest of the gang. Next, we have our first recipe. What is papash? Here's Nelson to tell us all about it.
Hi everybody, my name is Nelson and welcome to the Nelmar Kitchen, a show where I'll be making Portuguese and Mediterranean dishes. On today's episode, I'll be making papash, a Portuguese breakfast dish. Grab a pen and paper, let's get started. Papas, a Portuguese-style porridge. Traditionally, grandmother usually makes this for their grandkids. This tasty, sweet, unique dish can be eaten at any time of the day. Papas is commonly eaten in all mainland Portugal, the Açores and Madeira. Well, I hope you have your pen and paper ready, so let's start. And here are the ingredients. It's 1 cup milk, 2 tablespoons sugar, 2 tablespoons flour, 1 egg yolk, dash of salt, and cinnamon. This should take about 15 minutes to make. Add your 1 cup of milk to a small pot and have your stove setting to medium to high. Add in your sugar. Then add in your flour. And a touch of salt to taste. Whisk all 4 ingredients together. This process should take about 5 to 8 minutes. You want to ensure you get a nice cream texture. Once you start seeing bubble forming, turn down the temperature right to low. Add in your egg yolk to the mixture. Remove from stove and whisk away. Now let's start plating this nice cream dish. Now pour your papas to a small plate. Now sprinkle some cinnamon onto your papas. Traditionally in Portugal, they just use a touch of cinnamon, but for me, I put lots on. So it's really up to you. And add a few slices of fresh bananas. Nice creamy textures, you don't want any lumps on this papas.
Oh, so good. This definitely reminds me of my childhood, visiting my grandmother's house. Nice creamy texture, can't complain. Touch of banana, even better. Until next time.
Now don't forget to click the subscribe button down below for future episodes. You can reach us at email or follow us on Instagram. Thanks for watching. Beijing Ooze.
So me and Nelson, we were in band class together in high school. Band tech, what? Oh, the memories. Okay, so check out on YouTube, go to Nelmar Kitchen, N-E-L-M-A-R. Kitchen, and you'll find the second episode. Next, we have a song by Rio Samaya. They actually performed at the Rio. Here's Caminando.
Irreparable. porque volverme loco con él, si el presente es lo que tengo, y quiero vivirlo, y quiero gozarlo, y quiero vivirlo, y quiero gozarlo, hey, caminando, y caminando, caminando, y caminando. Uno cree que sabe a dónde va, pero no es verdad. Después de un pico de montaña, viene otro pico de montaña. No importa dónde se va, lo que importa es el deseo de llegar. Caminando y caminando,
and that was Rio Samaya. Now, Rio in Spanish means river, and our next interviewee may be the river of movies and music and art and comedy, but I actually feel they're the heart of East Van.
Hi, Rachel, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Thanks for having me. My name's Rachel Fox. I am the senior programmer, and I also do marketing and promotions here at the Rio Theater.
Awesome. Now tell us about the Rio Theater.
Well, the Rio Theater has been a staple in East Vancouver on Commercial Drive since 1938. It's had various owners and various incarnations, but Corrine, who owns the Rio now, she's the owner-operator, has been the owner-operator for about 10 years now. I've been here for, I know, 8 or something like that. And yeah, basically we are East Vancouver's favorite independently owned and operated multi-purpose venue, and we do everything from movies, from cult classics, to documentaries, to, you know, new and emerging independent films, to a huge range of live performance. We have, of course, live touring acts that come through here, and a whole array of local artists, musicians, performers who perform regularly or stage events here at the venue. We seat 420 plus people, and we're licensed for alcohol, so we really are in East Vancouver the premier mid-sized venue, and certainly I think in Vancouver one of the most important mid-sized venues of its kind.
Oh, totally. I think you guys are like the heart of East Van.
I like to think so. I think that theaters traditionally, whether they're cinemas or live performance events, really are the anchors to communities in terms of commerce and whatnot. Like, I've always really felt that the Rio Theater is the jewel of Commercial Drive. We are the anchor. You know, when people come to see a movie or a show or so go to a concert, they're patronizing, you know, local bars and restaurants and making an event of the time they spend here. We're very much a part of the local community, but of course people come to the Rio from Kitsilano or White Rock or anywhere in the Lower Mainland. And I think what we do here is important work, and I look forward to us getting back to it.
Don't worry, we're gonna have more of Rachel after this song break.
So this is Spry Bry, and he's an independent filmmaker. I saw his movie at the Rio. He did a movie about taking his parents to Burning Man. And he also makes funny songs too. Here's Hypocrite, right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Hypocritical hippies far and wide, the time has finally arrived for us to rise up and be heard. I'm a hypocrite. I'm not sure what I believe. Yeah, I'm a hypocrite in a contradict conspiracy. Acting hella smart, thinking that I'm bright, and sitting in the dark, pretending that I'm enlightened. Yo, I'm the kind of guy always talking about my latest diet. Kale and quinoa, spirulina, all of that shit, you gotta try it. Anti-GMO, we even down here at the protest. But the truth is, if you know us, half the shit we eat is processed. I'm a pepperoni eating kind of vegan homie. I'm just another phony trying to keep it low, you know me. A celiac to see the macaroni, see the lack of only logic. I defy what you really get to know me. I don't believe in cars, but I'm gonna ask you for a ride to my yoga class, and then I'm gonna skip for burger and fries. I constantly contradict myself with the choices that I make. I'm picking out secondhand leather, and I don't care whether it's real or it's fake. I claim to consume only organic, cage-free-range fair trade. I'm picking a blow, and I don't even know if it's clean or how that shit gets made. Just like me, everything should be free.
But every time I see him, he be hustling me. He's all like,
get a bum a smoke, get a bum a smoke. Make him on a broke, this is not a joke. I'm a hypocrite. I'm not sure what I believe. Yeah, I'm a hypocrite. And I contradict conspiracy. Acting hella smart, thinking that I'm bright, and sitting in the dark, pretending that I'm enlightened. Yo, I'm hypocritical, but I'm cripplingly passive. I'm hypocritical and my ego is massive. I lead by example and I take lots of acid. Do nothing and hope that we'll all change the masses. If everything is something, then I'm doing it all. Yeah, high 9 to 5 and I'm having a ball. But people I know the most of them all. Yeah, I'm humble, but I know I'm the most knowledgeable. And I'm acting like I got a good education, but I'm high all the time, spreading misinformation. Yeah, people like me are a plague of the nation. We argue without any rationalization. I'm just a trust fund hippie kid pretending to be broke. It's apparent my parents are sending me money. I spend it on booze and on smoke. All about that poly-free love lifestyle, I'll try to take you home. But the truth is, for the last while, I've only slept alone. Just like me, even love should be free.
But every time I see him, he be creeping on me.
But still like,
get a bum a smoke, get a bum a smoke. Man, come on, I'm broke, this is not a joke.
I'm a hypocrite.
I'm not sure what I believe. Yeah, I'm a hypocrite. And I contradict conspiracy. Acting hella smart, thinking that I'm bright, and sitting in the dark, pretending that I'm enlightened.
Yo, I thought you said this was an open-minded workplace.
Well, it is, but there are still rules to abide by.
Like, what do you mean I can't have a camera crew in here?
Well, you know, it's our privacy.
All right, so this is the theater. Let's talk about some of your favorite shows in the past.
Oh, wow. It's such a broad array. Like, I've seen shows here just, you know, by virtue of the fact that I work here. If there's a touring performer and they're going to be here, I'm going to, you know, score tickets and see them. So I've been really fortunate. I think one of the most memorable shows, honestly, is one of the last real live shows I saw here, who was Lee Fields, who's like a soul master, and he tore the roof off this place. I think it was like the last real show I saw before the pandemic hit. A bonus of the gig that, you know, if there's shows happening here, we can see them. Like I mentioned, live touring musical acts, and then we've had comedians perform here. We're a home for JFL, so we've had, you know, everyone from like Colin Quinn to Bobcat Goldthwait perform here and do stand-up, which has been amazing. We've had our own shows that we produce here at the Rio with people like Tom Green, or we had Tenacious D here for an event, what? Which was amazing. And of course, when we were in the throes of saving the Rio in 2018, we had a series of benefit concerts put on by Kevin Smith, which was incredible. And he's also been here with Jay Muse doing their whole thing We've had the cast of Degrassi, or two of the most important cast members of Degrassi here for an event where we, like, you know, had a meet and greet and watched the Degrassi movie and all kinds of things. And then, of course, you know, there's all the local stuff, like the really, you know, East Van performers who produce events and essentially create these things, many of which, you know, sell out and do incredibly well, from our friends with the Geekenders, who are, you know, Vancouver's premier, like the premier nerdlesque troupe in Vancouver, to producers like April O'Peel, who, you know, puts on all kinds of shows here, or Claire Voyer with her Seinfeld burlesque. It is such a real mix and variety of things here. I'm like, who am I missing out? You know, of course, there's all the comedy stuff. Our longtime friend Daniel Chai, who's, of course, put on Improv Against Humanity here for years. People like Eric Fell and Patrick Malia, who do the Gentleman Hecklers or the Dungeons & Dragons live show. I mean, these are events and producers who really stood by the venue in hard times and better times. Like, what we do is provide them a place to perform and make their art and be creative and bring joy to people in the neighborhood, and they work with us to, you know, be able to keep the doors open. So it's very much a give and take relationship with performers, producers, and of course the community at large that are looking to support the arts and also take their mind off life and enjoy it more by getting out and seeing things.
Next, we have a surprise message for Rachel. Here's Fairless Harvey, the director of Geekenders.
Hi, Rachel. Oh my gosh, I miss you so much. I miss the Rio. I miss talking to you and figuring out plans and amazing creative ideas. You're the best. You've changed my life completely and utterly, and without you and without the Rio, I don't know what I'd be doing. I might be, like, working in a cubicle somewhere. Can you imagine? Oh my god. Can't wait to see you again and hang out, and oh my god, you have the best hair, girl. I can't wait to see you. I miss you.
Mwah. So what are the plans for the future? What are our hopes here?
Well, our hopes are kind of staged right now. As a movie theater, we have been closed since November 23rd of 2020. We, of course, had a brief stint as the Rio Sports Bar when we opened on January 23rd. As of last week, late March, I guess, everything indoor has been closed. So in the immediate, our plans for the future are that everybody in British Columbia can get their act together and collectively bring the numbers down and get the pandemic under control, because restaurants aren't going to open up, movie theaters aren't going to open up, some kind of return to normalcy isn't going to happen as long as the numbers are doing what they are. So we're really just in the short term hoping to see everyone stay safe and healthy and honestly stay the course of what needs to be done so that we can kind of get back to doing everything. In the short term, I'd want to see movies back here as soon as possible. We anticipate, of course, some kind of reduced capacity, which is keeping in line with any other industry, whether it's restaurant or retail, that there's a reduced capacity. I'd like to think that we can be back to having some kind of live events here in the fall, whether that's concerts or comedy or what have you. Hopefully, if we can, you know, in the fall, be at a point where capacity is no longer an issue, or is certainly not to the issue that it is currently or was up until recently, then that means that we can function, because, you know, obviously we're very fortunate here in Canada that businesses like ours are heavily subsidized, but it's not enough, especially when, I don't know, the majority of the last year, a business like ours or a place in, you know, a movie theater in Nelson or your mom and pop, you know, multiplex in Tawasin or something hasn't been open for a year. I mean, there's only so long that that can carry on. So yeah, I'd like to see, that's the order of things. Numbers come down and then being able to get back into operations in a safe and responsible way so that we can keep the wheel going. Because I think apart from anything else, when it comes to like us here at this venue or any other venue across British Columbia, people that manage these places, the staff as well, we want to get back into it. We want to be able to, you know, order from our suppliers, whether they're beer or wine or popcorn. Like, there's a bigger chain here. We support them. They support us. So we want to get back to that. And then, of course, the number one thing that we hear from people so often is that they miss the ability to come safely to a place like the Rio and watch a movie by themselves or with whoever is in their bubble. We've always taken safety here at the Rio has always been our number one concern. As you can see here, seats are blocked off. It's always socially distanced. You can't really sit in a pod or bubble of more than four people here. There's always contact tracing. We spray down the seats. You name it, we do it. And we really feel like we provide a service to people.
So we're going to move Rachel from the theater to the merch area. So we're going to play a song. Here's Kitty and the Rooster. Now that's some East Van right there. Kitty and the Rooster with their song Official Bio. That's coming from their album, One Gig Hard Drive.
So how can people help? Well, one of the most important things that people can do to help us is either buy a gift certificate, which you can, we have in several denominations, and they're anything from a single movie pass to a solo date night. Or a date night, which includes concession. You can get those on our website, or which is riotheatertickets.ca. You can also support us by getting one of our amazing shirts, which features our iconic logo and hashtag line and experience you can't download. Those are available on our Shopify page, which you can get there via our website at riotheater.ca as well. The sports bar t-shirt is, of course, very popular and one of the must-have garments of spring 2021 in limited supply, so get them while you can.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van!
Rachel and Corrine, you're both amazing, you're both awesome! All right, This next song is for you. Here's Lee Fields and the Expressions with You're the Kind of Girl right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Chicken Show. Come join Darren for a whole bunch of fun playing the best of blues, soul, funk, and reggae. Tune in every Thursday at 12 noon. Deal on CJSF. Diverse, independent, and yours. Yummy.
That's right, folks. We have a show called Hot Fried Chicken on CJSF. Yep, someone should just draw like a little graphics here with a chicken leg. It's almost as good as Wham Bam. And someone says I look like Betty Rubble in this outfit. Yeah, I guess so. All right, let's play some songs. Here's DOA. was DOA with Human Bomb. And they'll be playing at the Rickshaw April 30th to May 2nd. It's on demand. Go to rickshawtheater.com. $15 plus tax for tickets. And also, this weekend is Bison BC. What? So yes, you got to check it out this weekend. Bison BC at the Rickshaw. You can get tickets $12 plus tax. All right? Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you next week. We'll be right back.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Wham bam, East Band.